93.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Widdersane. The Prime Minister says the accusations made against the major supermarkets by the Consumer Watchdog are very serious. The ACCC is taking court action against Woolworths and Coles over misleading claims on discounts. It's alleged the supermarkets inflated prices for a temporary period before then bringing them back down at the same or slightly higher than the original price. Anthony Albanese says if found to be true, it's completely unacceptable.
This is not the Australian spirit. Customers don't deserve to be treated as fools by the supermarkets. They deserve much better than that. My government takes today's announcement by the ACCC very seriously.
Tenants could soon have better access to free and convenient ways to pay their rent, along with greater flexibility for pet-friendly rental options. The reforms are part of a broader strategy by the state government to modernise the rental landscape and promote a fairer rental market. Premier Chris Minns says these efforts are focused on making New South Wales an attractive place to live.
When you've had, not this last year, but the year prior, double-digit increases in rent, very unfair, generationally unfair to young people that we want to live and work and start families and join communities in New South Wales. If they don't have a roof over their heads and they can't get access to reasonable rent, they will go.
Plans are being put in place to prepare the state's hospital system for the potential impacts of industrial action by nurses. Members of the Nurses and Midwives Association will walk off the job from 7 a.m. tomorrow for 24 hours. The union has rejected an interim pay rise offer of 3% as recommended by the Industrial Relations Commission. Health Minister Ryan Park has again called on the nurses to reconsider tomorrow's planned strike. Opposition leader Peter Dutton is delivering a key speech on his nuclear energy plan. Zach De Silva reports.
The coalition wants to build nuclear reactors on 7 sites around Australia if it wins the next federal election. But it's yet to put a price tag on the plan or say how much power would be generated. Peter Dutton concedes the upfront cost will be significant but says it'll be worth it in the long run.
We can't run a modern economy without stable electricity.
Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says the proposal makes little economic sense.
It seems like a pretty crazy policy.
Analysis from a US think tank shows the nuclear plan could increase power bills by more than $600 a year.
The Greens are demanding a forced interest rates cut in exchange for support to its second Reserve Bank Board. Labor has been waiting on a reserve from the party after putting forward its Reserve Bank bill. But the minor party says it won't support the reforms unless rates are slashed. Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says the Greens' proposal is economically irresponsible.
The Greens are out of control. What the Reserve Bank does tomorrow is really a matter for them. They're independent. There's good reasons for them to be independent. And, you know, we just need to keep providing that stable and strong economic leadership.
Advocates are sounding the alarm on the number of patients dipping into superannuation for medical procedures. Katie Fuller has more.
More than 150,000 Australians have accessed their retirement savings early using the tax office's Compassionate Release of Super scheme. Patients are using super to pay for IVF, dental work and weight loss surgery. But advocates say it poses a serious risk come retirement, and a $20,000 withdrawal at just 40 years old could mean around $100,000 less when it's time to retire. Patricia Sparrow from the Council on the Ageing says healthcare should be affordable.
Down the track, they're not going to have as much money they need.
The body wants further education to ensure everyone retires with enough money.
Lebanon says 3 people have been killed during intensified exchanges of cross-border fire between Israel and Hezbollah. In northern Israel, thousands of people sought shelter in response to a barrage of rockets, cruise missiles and drones launched from Iraq. And firefighters are making the most of favourable conditions to conduct 2 hazard reduction burns in Sydney ahead of hotter weather later this week. Temperatures will nudge towards 30 degrees later this week, combined with strong northwesterly winds.
Hope weather.
Sunny this afternoon, light winds becoming northwest to northeasterly at 15 to 20 kilometres an hour. Right now it's 28 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, heading to tops of 25 degrees. Wednesday, a hot day with a late shower, a top of 30. Thursday, showers and windy, a high of 18. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
Hope 103.2, out and about with you, wherever you are.
In Timor-Leste, three-quarters of the population struggle to access adequate healthcare due to their remote living conditions. Mission Aviation Fellowship is a Christian organisation that uses aircraft to bring essential services to these areas in Timor-Leste and 23 other countries. Last year, MAF flew 320 medevac flights in Timor-Leste, almost one life-saving flight every day. Join us in bringing hope to the people of Timor-Leste. Visit our website to donate today, maf.org.au/TL.
Station sponsor. Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Leaving Sydney, good run on the M1 as you make your way to the Central Coast. And at Waihi on the M1, truck broken down. Lane 1 southbound near Waihi Creek, delays there up to 7 kilometres. Craig Silvey's best-selling novel Runt is in cinemas these school holidays, with an all-star cast including Celeste Barber, Jai Courtney and Lily Latour. Runt in cinemas now. Station sponsor, I'm Ian, and that's later Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. We're there for you, wherever you are.
A solution has finally been found to keep the good old wheelie bin lid closed, whether it's the birds or the wind and the rubbish everywhere. That's up next. Aaron here with you on Hope 103.2. This is Pink.
Far away, well, you know what they mean, and they mean what.
Bring it.
Hope 103.2.
You think that it's your last dance, using up all of the strength you have left. You're asking for one more chance, but I know the future gives more than that. Just wait for the peace after the storm. It might be the key that opens the door.
On Hope 103.2, and what an initiative by Campbelltown. They are trialling these special bin clips. Yes, the good old wheelie bin. You know, the birds that get in there and you put the brick on top, but they can push the brick off and they attack your rubbish and it's a big mess, or the wind blows it open. A bin lock trial is underway, and well, it does what it says. It keeps the bin closed, but of course, as it gets tipped up and emptied, it opens, because that would be a problem if the thing didn't empty, of course. I hope this gets spread out further from Campbelltown. There's many suburbs of Sydney, New South Wales, Australia that would benefit from this brilliant technology. Hootie and the Blowfish, Hope 103.2.
Until I get my way, I won't dance, you won't sing. be with you. Sometimes I wonder if we'll ever end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy, then you wonder why. I'm such a baby, yeah, the dolphins make me cry. Well, there's nothing I can do. I only wanna be with you. You can call me a fool. I only wanna be with you. Yeah, I'm tangled up in blue. I only wanna be with you. I only wanna be with you.
Brake lights stuck on the highway. Some guy cuts into my lane. Anger like an explosion. I'm mad, make sure he knows it. But I don't know what he's been through. Family's trying to get to. That's when the spirit inside me reminds me to be kind, 'cause everyone you meet is fighting their own battle, fighting their own battle. So be kind, 'cause everyone you see needs to know that matter, they need to know that matter. So be kind, kind. Long lines trying to check out. Behind me a kid starts to act out. First thought this kid wasn't raised right. Next thought I wonder what their home's like. Then I see she's a single mother, just trying to hold it all together. She'd break down if she could afford to. It wouldn't cost me anymore to be kind.
Jason Gray, Hope 103.2, if you know somebody who is going through the HSC, maybe
you've got a child doing it. They don't like being called a child anymore. But the pressure, so many pressures, and the social pressure is another aspect. Really helpful article on our website, Overcoming the Social Pressures of the HSC. Five simple practical takeaway tips. It's the whole thing of comparing how other students are going, how whether it's good or bad. The comparison game, that's tip number one amongst other things, including social media use during study and in the whole process. Check it out. Pass it on to someone who needs to read it. Hope1032.com.au.
Sydney's Hope 1032.
Here's Pete and his mum and Ben from 1-800-SHUTTERS.
Spring has sprung.
And we have spring fever.
So, boys, spring into action and come up with some ideas.
Nothing springs to mind.
How about a spring sun?
Oh, no. Don't spring that on me.
Something will spring up.
Hope springs eternal.
Order your blinds, shutters and awnings now from station sponsor 1-800-SHUTTERS to stop the spring puns from these three.
It's definitely put a spring in my step.
And you're no spring chicken.
Oh, he's a good boy.
What do you imagine a survivor of the Rwandan genocide would tell you? At this year's New College Lectures, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri will be speaking on the power of forgiveness and finding peace and healing. For 3 nights, this Tuesday to Thursday, station sponsor New College presents survivor of the Rwandan genocide, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri. These 3 free lectures are hosted at New College on the Uni of New South Wales campus. For more info, go to the events page on the New College UNSW website.
Hope 1032.
Wanna believe that you don't have a bad bone in your body, but the bruises on your ego make you go wild.
We're right there with you.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes. Begin to pray. tears of joy streamed down my face. We're lost wide open under the sunlight. Welcome to this place. I'll show you everything. We're lost wide open. We're lost wide open.
I got a homesick heart, but a long ways left to go. I've been doing my part, but I ain't got much to show. So I'm asking you to show me some forgiveness. It's all for you in my pursuit of happiness. Chasing that life, moving on, cause I had to prove there ain't no life worth doing what I did to you. So I'm asking you to show me some forgiveness. It's all for you in my pursuit of happiness.
Sometimes you leave the ones you love, but if it's love, they won't give up, cause they know war's raging, and you gotta choose. These days are tough, these days are long, sometimes it's hard to carry on, but I hear a voice singing, and I know it's true.
Need to breathe. Hope 1032. I thought last night one of my neighbours had their fire pit going, but I thought, no, actually, that's a lot thicker than that. Yes, hazard reduction burns have spewed quite a bit of smoke around our city. And not only is it smoky now, but tomorrow as well, expected to be quite smoky. There is a bushfire that's continuing to smoulder and burn on the inland beaches. The fire crews are hoping to get it done and extinguished today, but they're making the most of the best conditions at the moment to do these hazard reduction burns. And all the best, honestly, thanking our RFS for doing this and our fireys as well. Such an important task, and the weather, it seems like at the moment, is just right for it.
I'm Colette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Dr. Vaya Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human. And Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 1032 app.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
Involved in your church finances?
The team at Extia are here to help free up time and focus.
For your church treasurer, admin and ministry team.
And to help make your church's financial situation easier to see and understand.
For church bookkeeping, church payroll and church financial management, visit Extia.
Extia?
Exactly. Extia.com.au.
That's extia.com.au. Station sponsor.
I have the gift to restore life.
I have the power to help people with cancer.
I can heal third-degree burns.
Do something special. Give blood. Call 13 14 95 or visit donateblood.com.au.
Remember that great Beatles song, All You Need Is Love? Turns out, it's not that easy. Hi, I'm Brett Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. When it comes to building a healthy marriage, love is important, but it's not all you need. To really keep those flames burning, you also need respect. That means treating each other with dignity and kindness and letting your partner know how much you appreciate what they do for you and the rest of your family. Good marriages also take commitment. It is two people saying to each other, no matter how hard it gets, I will never leave you and I'll always be loyal to our marriage vows. Time is another critical ingredient. Healthy marriages are those where both partners make an effort to spend a lot of time together, both quality and quantity. So remember, the Beatles were only half right. You do need love, but that's not all you need.
For exclusive relationship advice to help your marriage thrive, sign up for a free e-newsletter at families.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
should I let it out into the night that you would hate to be apart? Is he hanging on every word you speak? Does he rub your back and play with your hair until you fall asleep? I don't think so, baby. I won't let you down, take it down, get down, get down. Never let you down, take it down.
Sometimes I get caught in the middle, colliding thoughts between fear and faith. And I wish for us all it was simple, that we wouldn't look to escape. And I keep running through the times you showed up in the cold like it was Minnesota. Wherever I go, it always brings me back to you. You're not too far.
far away, no. I'll be okay, cause you're never far away, no. You're here to stay, cause you're never far away.
Hope 103.2.
Empire of the Sun, Hope 103.2. The Salvation Army, they're doing another Community Wills Day in DY. It's on this Thursday. Now, you need to book in for this, and you're also helping out the Salvos in the process. Really good thing to do. All the info, it's on the Community Notice Board page of our website, hope1032.com.au.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
You're an individual. You want services unique to your needs, routine and personality. Adventist Aged Care is also unique. Honest Christian values, tailored services, impressive facilities. Adventist Aged Care has one simple goal, the well-being and happiness of every resident in a safe, social, Christian environment. Station sponsor, Adventist Aged Care, Warunga and Kings Langley. Independent living and residential aged care. Book your private tour at aacsyd.org.au.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress.
Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Hope 1032.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Or maybe there are things you can't see, and all those things are happening to bring a better ending. Someday, somehow, you'll see, you'll see. Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on. This all ends, and you know where you're going. You just don't know how you get there. So say a prayer and hold on, cause there's good for those who love God. But life is not a snapshot, it might take a little time, but you'll see the bigger picture. Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing?
Please lay a little longer. Weight is on my shoulder, holding me down. Some days it can get much darker, feeling more than ever.
think about love. You are right beside me. I think about us. You will always find me. My heart is lost. I know that you'll guide me. I think about all the little things that still remind me. Think about love. You are right beside me. When I think about us, you will always find me. When my heart is lost, I know that you'll guide me. I think about all the little things that still remind me.
Enjoy the sunshine with Hope 103.2.
Go on.
Baby,
Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Widdisane. Without giving a dollar figure, the opposition leader says nuclear power will cost a fraction of the cost of Labor's renewables plan. Jefferson Shaw reports.
The opposition leader has delivered a key speech to business leaders in Sydney to outline the coalition's nuclear plan. It wants to build nuclear reactors on 7 sites across Australia if it wins the next election. Peter Dutton says it'll cost a fraction of Labor's renewable strategy, which he claims is between $1.2 to $1.5 trillion. But Mr. Dutton has refused to put a dollar figure on it and says costings will be released in good time. Earlier, around 24 anti-nuclear protesters gathered outside the Fullerton Hotel in Martin Place to demonstrate against the opposition's plan. At the Fullerton Hotel, Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
The Health Minister says preparations are underway to ensure the health system can hold up when nurses strike. Staff will walk off the job for 24 hours tomorrow morning. Some patients booked for surgery will have their procedures rescheduled. The union has rejected a recommendation from the Industrial Relations Commission to take an interim 3% pay rise in exchange for calling off the action. A draft code of conduct to overhaul supermarket prices has been released by the federal government. Coles, Woolworths, Aldi and Metcash would be covered by the legislation. The Competition and Consumer Commission has announced it's suing Coles and Woolworths over allegations both chains misled consumers about some of their discounts. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says companies that do the wrong thing should be penalised.
Shoppers are on the hunt for discounts when they do their weekly grocery shop, because every dollar matters when people get to the checkout. Advertised discounts need to be genuine each and every time. Specials need to be real because household budgets are tight.
Landlords could be prevented from refusing renters with pets without a sensible reason. The state government is introducing a comprehensive package to create a fairer rental market. It's part of a suite of measures aimed at modernising the system, including fee-free options to pay.